Gentlemen, I want to show you the interesting conversation I had. There's a gentleman that I work with. He had a just an interesting conversation I want to share with you. We had to adjust his hours a little bit in the teaching staff, And so he had a meeting. We had to meet and discuss a bit that adjustment of the hours and impact on his wage as well. So we had to meet with one of the executive head of the school. And during that meeting, this very young teacher, he ended up being quite rude in the conversation. Got a bit heated up. He ended up being quite rude to this governor that was present by the. He shot back a bit, and he was a bit rude and everything. And then this fellow wasn't having it. You know, he's like the typical, the classic executive director. He's running. He's got a few schools, and he's got a few thousand pupils, in his school. So he was not having it. And he was like, he said, that's the way, that's the way you talk to me, kind of thing. So he said, so he was like, between the lines, he was like, he was first initially trying to de-escalate, but it didn't quite work out. He was shooting back, and he says, what's this? Everything's getting more expensive, and you're just, and he was shooting back. And then he said, okay, fine, if that's the case, then, okay, we can terminate the contract at this point. And that was it. So basically, it was fired. It was basically on the spot. It was fired. Now, whether it was right or wrong, it's a different question. But I spoke to him today, and then he was telling me that I was always told he was obviously a bit upset about what happened, and he was telling me that we're always told throughout the years through all the messages we get and the lessons as we hear about. Good speech, about nice speech, is always about we've got to be nice to others around us. Somebody who is able to control his tongue, it's much better for relationships, and that brings to a person to be a better person, and eventually it's about the importance of good speech, because the importance is for Yenem, for others around us. So he says, it's probably true as well, but the main element of good speech ultimately is if a person is able to control himself, at the end of the day, it's for his own benefit as well. So we always start with session two, stage two, lesson two, before having absorbed lesson one. He says that ultimately, if a person is unable to control his tongue, and the person is unable to speak nicely and literally control what he wants to say before he says it, really the loser is he himself. At the end of the day, he is the one losing out the most, more than anybody else around him. And so we always talk about, stechting others, being, because, the importance of good speech and pure speech in context of others around us. But he said, at the end of the day, the person loses out more than anybody else is the person himself who is unable to control his tongue. So it was an interesting perspective. Okay, we discussed yesterday a little bit the halachas of somebody who comes late to shul. We discussed the concept of mehapech hatzinoiros yesterday. Very, very interesting conversation as to whether one should or should not. Be medaleg. Discussed yesterday the opinion of the mishmur that if you're davening on your own, you never skip. If you're davening be tzibur and you're coming late, then there is a machloekes as to whether a person should or should not skip in order to be on time for Shemoneh Esrei. We mentioned at the end the very interesting psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman, who tells us about, Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks about somebody who loses kavana by davening elsewhere, which is not brought down, it's not really, there's no such mishnebura really, but Reb Shlomo Zalman says that if you lose kavana, you should skip and daven your regular minyan. Let us see what does skipping mean. What is exactly skipping? What do we skip? So what's the bare minimum, Rabbi Isai? If a person is really late, then he must skip. What does he say? In terms of psukei de zimra. Baruch Shama, Ashrei, Ashrei Shtarach. That's the bare minimum. Very good. Oh, so we're going to get to that. Let's see. So that's Simenun Beis Sif Aleph. In Bole Beis HaKnesses V'nim Tzad Tzibur B'Soy Psuk Edizimah. A gentleman comes to shul, and he ends up being late for, he comes at the end of Psuk Edizimah. Oime, he should say. Now, by the way, the Bochus are not mentioned, but what about the Bochus, Rabbi Isai? What about the Bochus? Yeah. Exactly. So we're addressing now Psuk Edizimah specifically, but of course, Bochus you should say Bochus. Yeah, good. Which Bochus exactly? So we're going to see the Mishnah later, but it's the Bem. Pardon? Birchas HaTorah, for sure. I should say Anatil HaSidayim as well. Yeah. But we will see what Mishnah says more on that. So, in terms of Psuk Edizimah, Oima, you should say, Boch Shama. should say, then he should say, what we call Tehillat David, Asher, Ad Me'at Va'Doylam Halleluka. Okay? Ve'achakach, what does achakach mean? Afterwards. So here it doesn't mean afterwards. It means if he has more time. Ve'achakach, later on, lower down. He should say, Halleluya Es Hashem Min HaShemayim, Ad Levnei Yisrael Amkoy Ve'Halleluka. Ve'achakach, Hallelukel Be'Kotshoy, Ad Kol HaNeshamot Ha'Hallel Ka.
3 and 5, right?
Yeah. 3 and 5. Ve'im yesh leshehus yoisa, if he has got more time, what should he say? Yoima hoidu l'Hashem kiru, should say hoidu l'Hashem, ad v'urachum, ad until the words v'urachum. Then, the part afterwards, v'idalek ad v'urachum, v'idalek ad v'urachum shekoidim ashei. But he should skip the parts before ashei, which is later and not as crucial. Because they are random psukim, not random, but these are selected psukim which are collected from everywhere, and therefore they're not as of a priority, and you should skip those. And then he should say Yishtabach. He should, of course, say, what he says now, and later on he should say, Yoitze, which is the Yoitze Oye, Bochob Yoitze Oye, Vikiya Shema. Should say the actual Shema. V'beikosen the brachas v'ispalin imatzibur and should say Shemana Ezra with the tzibur. V'im ein shos kol kach, and if there's less time, yidalei gamizma halu is Hashem in Hashemayim. Now I want to just the Rambam says im oit ein shos lo yem rak boch shama v'tilalovet v'ishtavach. The bare minimum, as we mentioned earlier, the bare minimum is boch shama ashe and ishtavach. And if they start already saying Yoitzeoy, v'ein shus loyim apsuki dezimra, afilu bediluk, what happens if he's very late? He has come after Bochu, around Bochu time, and he can't say anything, he can't start saying Boch Sha'oma Ash Yishtavach. He's not going to make it. What should he do then? Shulchan Aruch says, "Im kvar ischilu li atzibu yoytzav ein shus loyim apsuke dezima, afilu bedulo kika ki hashma v'beikosei matzibu." He should aim, try, and say ki hashma shmona esu with the tzibu. Ve'ispal li mahem, and he should daven shmona esu with them. Ve'achkach yiku kol psuke dezima beloy brocha shelifneim. Then he should say psuke dezima at the very end, beloy brocha liv shelifneim, without the brocha beforehand, without brocha shoma. V'loy shelachem, and he should not say shtabach later either. Mikol mokum yoyma kol habrochas shemichuy levoch b'boike, but he should say all the brochas which ought to be said at the beginning of the day. So Rabbi Yisrael, just to get this point very, very clear. What a person should always aim to say at the very, very least, the Birkas Yotze Oyer, Birkas Shema, Shema, and Shmoina Esther with the Tzibu. If he's got a little bit more time, he should say Boch Sha'ama, Ashrei, and Ishtabach. Then after this comes the additional Mizmorim in that order mentioned over here, what he should say as well. If a person is unable to say Birkas Shema, Yotze Oyer, and Shema, then at least he should try, as he says over here, he should at the very least he should say Kiyah Shema and Brochas and Shmoina Esrei with the Tzibur. If he can't say Psukei Dezimra at all with the Tzibur, what should he do? He should skip the Psukei Dezimra and say the Psukei Dezimra at the very end. Now what's crucial about this, what's very, very important about this is to know, if a person is to say all the Psukei Dezimra after davening, in other words, he showed up really, 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 really late. So what should he do then? He should say the minimum brachas, and then he should go straight for Kiyah Shema, Shema, and Shmona Esrei. What about Psukei Dezimra? What about Psukei Dezimra? At the end. However, what is then to be... Exactly. No brachas or before, and no brachas after. In other words, no brach sha'ama, and no ishtabach with the bracha. Rabbi said this is really, really important. If a person comes late, he should try to say brach sha'ama, ishtabach, and brach sha'ama, asher, and ishtabach, and then move on with kiyah shema, etc. If a person is unable to say any psuk at the same before to catch the min, if he's unable to say any, even a person is unable to say any psuk at the same, he should say them all after davening, but he can only, if he's saying everything after davening, then Av Davin is not accurate. How should we say it? If he says it. Yeah, exactly. Then he should say, he should say all the pesukim of Zimra, but no brachas before and after. Can't say brach shama nishtabach after davening. Okay. Yeah, I suppose that's nice. Yeah. But you can't say the bracha before and after. Now, I want to address something which it's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's not explicit in the Mishnah Berurah either. And that is the following question. Abu said, this is very interesting. I don't know why this question is only developed over the last. Why this is the earliest to speak about this is Moshe Feinstein. Perhaps some sofa, but it's not. It's quite early. Maybe people came earlier to daven before. I'm not sure. The question is as follows: it's really, really important. The whole sugi can only be understood with the following question: if we are talking about, I mentioned it yesterday. If we want to catch Shmoyne Esser, what does that mean to catch Shmoyne Esser? What does that mean, catch Shmoyne Esser? I know. Ideally, I start together with everybody else. I know. Of course, that's the chatchila. But I want to know, if I can only catch a few minutes after that. Okay, we're talking about the late comer, right? He's come late. What does it mean to catch Shmoyne Esser? Second best. What is the second best catching of Shmoyne Esser? What is it?
Do you say the
Kedusha? And when do you start? When do you start Shmoyne Esser? If you're late.
What point? You mean the minion started
yeah.
Already, and you come
late? No, I've come a bit before, but I know that if I'm going to say brochas now, I'm going to say, Boruch Shama, Yishtabach, Ashrei, Birkas Shema, Shema. By then, they've started already. What do I do then? I've come late.
Yeah.
Strange when I say, whilst they are what? Whilst they are what?
Same time.
Okay, say, no, they are late. They've started already. I know they've started. Yeah. I go strange when I say, what? You wait for what? Oh. Stephen says, we wait for the Chazor Hashatz. And then you start. Okay, Rabbi said, we've got over here a fascinating, really fascinating machlokes between the two of the greatest giants. And I don't know what you think about it. So we have got one opinion, which is the opinion of the Hadi Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, it's not branching the Mishnah Berurah. Chassam Sofer says, the second best, after simultaneous starting with a Chazan, second best is to do what Stephen says. You've got good company. You've got the holy Chassam Sofer. Who holds exactly
word,
you?
Word by word.
Oh, the there you are. Says the Chassam Sofer. And other very great opinions say that what you can do is you can start Shmoyne Esser together with a Chazan, and you, as you said, you do word by word. In other words, by Kedusha, you pretend you are Chazan. Nekadesh Hashem Chaban Kedusha. You say literally with the Chazan, Ledoy Vodoy, as opposed to at the Kedush, and you go for the Moedim of the. You go literally like the Chazan. Chassam Sofer holds that second best. It's second best. Because you're like the Shliach Tzibu, so therefore, according to Chassam Sofer, if I've come late, and I'm going to say brachas, I'm going to say Baruch Shama Asher Yishtabach, and now I've run late, I've missed the first few minutes of Shmoyne Esser, I've missed it, what I do is I stay idle. I stay idle, I don't move, I don't do a thing. You can see everybody davening, they're all way in the Mishnah Berurah, way in the Shmoyne Esser. I don't do a thing until the Chazan starts. And when he starts, that's when I join.
Should the person, let's say, in that situation, potentially go up to the oven and say, no, I do.
It won't even help, because you're doing second best, you're fine. It won't even help. That's Chassam Sofer's opinion. Many others, including Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein looks and says, he says, it can't be. This is not true. It cannot be. What should... He says, it can't be. It's not true.
You join the Sibba straight away and do...
Exactly. The Moshe Feinstein Sibba is like this.
The
very good. That's exactly what Moshe says. Moshe says, no. What do you mean? Why wait for the Shliach Tzibur? You want it done with 10 people. It says, inevitably, the Moshe Feinstein says, it's not like nobody, you won't have a minion of 10 people. You're never going to have 10 people davening simultaneously. It's not that we all start the same time and finish the same time. When somebody's up to Moedim, another person might be up to Esther Tzemach Tovet. And one is up to Ramal Shinim. And Slach Lonu, everybody's elsewhere in Shemen Esser. He said, davening Betzibu means everybody's a slightly different place. Everybody's slightly different pace and have a different place. Everybody's slightly different. So he says, therefore, the Moshe Feinstein holds, Tefillah Betzibu is defined by having 10 men davening Shemen Esser. At the same time, approximately the same. So according to Moshe Feinstein, if you've come late, you're going to have a very good Tefillah Betzibu quality by davening Shemona Esser when everybody else is still davening Shemona Esser, provided you've got a minion. So the Nafkamini is enormous, Abu said. The Nafkamini betuch some sofa. And Moshe Feinstein is a huge Nafkamini lemaisa. Why is it a huge Nafkamini? What's the difference? Because if you've come late and you've done your Baruch Shema, Ashrei, Yishtabach, Kirash Mashma, now you can go. You can either start straight away according to Moshe Feinstein, you've got 10 men davening, and you're doing fine according to Moshe Feinstein. However, Kun Chasam Sofer, what are you meant to do? Wait, what happens if you wait at Kun Chasam Sofer? You're going to have what? You're going to have the Chasam Sofer. What are you going to. What happens if you wait at Kun Chasam Sofer, what are you going to do in terms of Tzibu? You're not going to have 10 people davening simultaneously than you. You get Kedusha. That's right. You get Kedusha, but you don't get 10 men. Yeah.
And then you join in.
Yeah. Very good. Beautiful. What you're saying is very good. You can chap sometimes both opinions simultaneously. Heard this years ago, and I checked with the then gates door, and he agreed that there is law of truth in what you're saying. If you're davening in a very big minion, and you're going to have, in a very big minion indeed, then you're often going to have still 10 men davening during Chazaras HaShatz. And then you can catch both opinions. Your bet is the best bet. Because then you've got a Moshe Feinstein, there's 10 men davening, great. And you've got Chasam Sofer, you catch the Chazal Shat simultaneously. Which is great. But often it's a risk. It's a gamble. And the only option is your 10 men, you go up to them, you say, daven slowly. But if you don't want to do that, then you have got to make a firm decision. You've got to, am I Chasam Sofer Yid? And I'm going to go with Chasam Sofer's opinion, who says that Chazal Shatz is second best and it's good quality, it's good solid, it's a good Tefillah Betzibu, by davening together simultaneously with the Shliach Tzibu, which is Chasam Sofer says, do that, that's great. Or you go according to Moshe Feinstein, he says, no, don't wait for Chazal Shatz, rather go with, if there's 9 people besides you davening Shemona Esser, that is Tefillah Betzibu. Inevitably so, because there's always going to be people davening slower, faster, so daven with 10 men together.
Okay, everyone's finished. And
everyone,
does that matter?
Is the Mefreya,
like, it was all fine in the beginning?
Yeah. He says that it's Tefillah Betzibu, because when you start, there's 10 men davening Shemana. Yeah. He says, it's like, you're Menachim, you've shalitzamtzem, and it's never going to be exact and everything. And therefore, whenever you start, there's 10 men davening, it's good. So there's very strong opinions on both sides. And a person should, I think that, I don't know, but I always feel that the hard bit about this machlokes is you've got two giants, real giants, Chasam Sofer on the one hand, who can, like, have it, Chasam Sofer, you know, is like great. Chasam Sofer is the greatest of the Achroinim on the one hand. Then you've got Moshe Feinstein, who was admittedly 200 years later, but he was in our generation, he's like the greatest of the great. And he saw the Chasam Sofer, and he said, this can't be Chasam Sofer. This can't be, this is a mistake, this is wrong, this is a false document. It's not Chasam Sofer, it can't be true. He said, it's just not Chasam Sofer, it can't be true. And he said, don't go with Chasam Sofer. Rav Osner, when he saw Moshe Feinstein, he said, Moshe, you're entitled to your own opinion, but I can see the Nusach of Chasam Sofer, it's definitely Chasam Sofer, it's not a forged document at all. So there's very strong opinions on both sides.
It's like when you come late, you have to do your maths. Because if
you've got to do your maths. I know, you're right.
If there's 12 people, and 6 people have finished davening already, then what am I...
So the answer to your question, if somebody doesn't do his maths about his waking up time, coming to shul, he's going to have to do his maths a little bit later. Yeah. So that's the... But it's very hard one, because you can't... Unless you're in a big minyan where there's 10 men anyway, you're going to have to pick a choice. You've got to pick a choice. I think, generally speaking, in the Chassidic world, the Chassam Sofer is generally accepted to go with the Chassam Sofer's opinion. I think it's true to say that in the Litvish world, often they go with the Moshe, but it's not unanimous. And a person should make a choice. A person should make a firm decision how he goes, which opinion he feels that is the most. See what you go for. Which opinion do you feel feels more? They're both for. Moshe Feinstein, yeah, as long as there's 10 men davening, that's the Shemana Esser.
I've seen people wait.
There is plenty of people wait. They go with some sofa, yeah.
To the Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Good to bed on time, that's the best. I think that both some sofa and the Moshe would have held with that, yeah. Yeah. Please repeat.
So you haven't got 10 people davening yet anymore.
Everyone's according to some sofa.
Everyone's finished davening.
According to some sofa, yeah. Yeah.
What's the reason that he says that still?
He's got the proof from a Gemara that really the takana was to motivate everybody in that. So that's really the takana.
That's
not his starting point. It's a very good mile as well, but that's not his starting point.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So. If a person is late for Oichik Dusha, he should choose another minion. He should choose another minion. Yeah, but how can if a person is late for Oichik Dusha? Yeah, Oichik Dusha, there is no, you can't do some sefer. That's right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, Rabbi Yisai, to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about the order of a person comes late. We discussed the dilug, and very important, I want to emphasize that again, if a person is forced to say Pesukah Dezimra after davening, all Pesukah Dezimra, he should refrain from saying a brocha, no brocha of Baruch Shavani Shtavach after Shemona Esra. We discussed the machlokes of Moshe Feinstein with the Chassam Sofer, which interestingly there's none of that in the Mishnah Berurah that would actually be machia that. We don't have a clear, explicit Mishnah Berurah that decides one way or another. It's not here. Okay, Rabbi, that's it for this evening. And we'll continue Matzah Shem tomorrow. Okay.